Hello.
Is anybody there?
I want to
Please.
Welcome everyone to our first podcast of Mama Never Told Us. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jen. Welcome to our show.
Hi, I'm Amy.
This is our first one. We don't know what we're doing, so if we sound a little weird right now, let
us know.
And
I'm Lisa. In this podcast, we're going to be discussing a lot of different things that have I guess you could say we wish we had been told in advance. Do you think, ladies?
Yeah, in a way. But then in a way, it's like, if I knew some of the shit that was going to go down as I
maybe
got older,
you wouldn't have done.
I might be like, maybe getting older is not a great idea.
Or I think we thought, oh, that won't happen to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was so far away to even think about that happening.
Right. Yes. So we're going to be brutally honest, and our language is not going to be for kids.
No. Disclaimer.
So each podcast, we are going to be switching off who's moderating and trying to corral the others. Today, I picked the short straw. So for the first show, I did want to do some questions and answers so you get to know us a little bit, and then we'll get to our topic on when did we become our parents?
Well, you guys want to first, like, how was everybody's day or week? I mean, everybody have a good week?
I did.
How about you, Amy?
Besides the snow falling, and it's not even November yet.
That was beautiful.
Snow on Halloween, everybody, where we are. It really sucked.
It was gorgeous.
It was horrible.
Wrong and unnatural.
It was spectacular.
It's not okay.
It was beautiful.
No.
Terrible.
Definitely not okay. And Amy, I do have a very important question.
Yes.
How much time do we have before you get hangry?
We have about 45 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Then I'll hand
talk
it
fast, ladies.
All right, Lisa, go.
Okay. So, Jennifer, approximate age?
Like mid or no, wrong.
Yeah, upper, you wish.
I know. Yeah. You can see where I stopped counting. Upper 40s.
Amy?
Mid 40s.
And for me, it's low 50s, sadly.
Holy shit.
I know,
damn,
Jen.
Damn, who's the youngest in this group?
Yeah, but who acts the youngest?
Lisa.
No.
No.
That'd be me.
Okay, Amy, how many times have you been married? And are you still married?
I've been married once, divorced, and in a long term, probably married by... what is it? Common law?
Yes.
A significant other, but never getting married again. Ever.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Same question.
I've been married about 6 times.
Really?
I was married once. I am in a relationship right now, and I honestly just haven't like signed any kind of paperwork or anything, but pretty much feel like, yeah, I'm married.
Okay. And for me, I've been married twice. And happily divorced twice. And I thank whatever God or goddess is up there for divorce.
You know, I have to say, I think a lot of women and men, obviously, because they're out there too, around this age, probably are all saying the same things. You know what I mean? Like they've been through at least one or two divorces by now. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in this society, the way things are.
And yeah, most of them don't want to do it again.
Right. Right.
I mean, there are a few out there who are like, yeah, definitely, for whatever their reasons are. But there's a lot of people I talk to that once they get that first divorce, now that they're in their 40s or 50s, they're like, yeah, there's no reason to do this.
No, I think you just get smarter. You hope. I mean,
well,
and
I think
then you get dumb again or something. Like,
I think also the younger you get divorced, the greater chances you're going to want to marry again. The
right.
older you get divorced, the more likely you're going to be like, fuck it. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, you're tired, man. You're exhausted.
Well, and I think the longer that you're living by yourself, too, it's like you don't want someone coming in and changing your way of doing things every day and having
Preach.
To get used to that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Jennifer, children, yes or no?
Oh, Lord.
What? Not do you want them?
Oh,
do you have
I thought
them?
You were calling us children.
Oh, I thought you were like, this isn't that bad of a question.
I thought you were like children, like addressing us that way. I'm like,
no.
Jesus, what the?
Do you have children? Yes or no?
I do.
Amy.
No, hell knows.
And I do. Okay, next question. What what Friends character are you most like, Amy?
Can we go to Jennifer first?
Sure, no. Jennifer.
No. Why is she calling the shots? What if I don't want to be like one of the Friends characters?
You are, though.
I mean, I do love the show. I'd say it'd be like a if Joey and Phoebe had a baby.
Yes.
I'm like a hybrid of Joey and Phoebe, I feel like. I mean, I am. Like, I am kind of smart, but... And Phoebe's...
You're more than kind of smart.
Right, but I think...
You're very Phoebe.
I've noticed it more as we get into this middle-aged hell that my brain is just not 100%.
I feel like there's some Rachel in you.
Hmm. No.
No?
Wait.
I disagree.
Okay, I just started watching the series again recently for the second time in my life, so...
Oh. Who yeah, do you so think you are,
don't
Amy?
Listen to me. I feel like... shut up, Jennifer. I feel like sometimes more Phoebe, like when she's talking, I relate to her a bit more because I have these weird ideas and like strange questions coming up in my head all the time. But I probably come off to everyone else, maybe what, like Monica?
Yes. Though, I mean, I get where the Phoebe is because you do have that kind of... you're interested in other things, you know, like learning right. about other things and other worlds and customs, but you are not relaxed and laid back about it.
Interesting.
I feel like you worry a lot.
I am 100% Monica.
You are so Monica. Yeah, I mean, my God, it's people out there listening, just so you know what you're getting into. It's Monica like to the 10th.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's yeah.
It's like, pretty bad.
And when I say that, and immediately I have that one scene in Friends in my mind where she's she has to open a closet, and it's a closet in her house, and everything else in her house, of course, is like completely organized, but this closet is like, it's like my closet. Yeah. It's like my closet, right? Where you open it and things just fall all over you, and how she is like so embarrassed of that.
Yeah, I don't have a closet like that, though.
No, I don't. I know. I just thought of that as I said it. I'm like, she can't even relate.
No,
to
I have my two closets in my bedroom. The shoes are separated. So, like, boots are in one closet and summer shoes are, and spring shoes are in another.
That's oh, cute. Is your closet, like, color-coded and shit?
Yes, actually.
Jesus, Lord have mercy.
And by season.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's worse than I thought.
Now that you know my weird flaws.
Okay.
Jennifer, what's your biggest fear?
What are we talking about? Like phobias or like no, more of a all?
I thought I had phobia in here. No, it could be a phobia, I guess. Yes.
Well, I'll do both. Phobia. It's not a phobia, but heights affect me. Like I get dizzy. Yes. I can't handle them, but I don't feel afraid of them. Like the thought of being in an airplane or jumping out of an airplane, that doesn't scare me. I just know I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I guess I don't know if that's a phobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's your fear then?
I guess my fear is of being 70 and still working.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure how many jobs are out there for 7-year-olds, but I'm guessing they're not great.
Amy?
I guess phobia-wise, I'd say claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
For sure. Yeah. we don't even want to get into that. Elevators are not my friend. Mm-hmm. And then I guess bigger fear would be missed opportunities. I don't like regrets. So I'll basically try anything because I'd rather try something and realize it's not for me rather than look back and wish I had done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
My phobia is height. I'm afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. And my biggest fear is being buried alive.
Oof.
Oh my God. That's a really dark one.
Jesus Christ. Lisa.
That's my like God. Not, okay. I have so many scary stories I want to say.
No.
I know, Amy. I know. Okay. But anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Jen, pet peeve.
For some reason, when people are hiccuping around me, it really bothers me. Like I get angry, like angry, like I want to yell at them to stop, even okay, though I know you, it's not.
They can't.
Right. I know. And I've had them. I know that they are not stoppable sometimes.
Yeah. But it's, like for me, when I hiccup, I only hiccup twice and I'm done.
Okay. And you only sneeze twice.
No, I sneeze a million times now in a row. But
do you have certain numbers for everything that you have to make sure you only do in the
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds more like
aim.
So wait, can I just tell you that when I hiccup, my shoulders hurt.
See,
hiccup. Yeah, and that's been all my life. That's not even like as
so you're like
older.
Full body hiccuping.
I'm full.
Oh my god, your foot. You're giving it your all. You're like
my whole.
I'm gonna fucking hiccup with everything I've got.
I hope you do
horrible.
Everything like that, Amy.
No, but it is so horrible.
She does. She just
you
said
no
regrets.
Idea. Oh my god, it's terrible. My whole
I'm so
body
sorry. Oh, stop getting hiccups. if you get hiccups right now, I'm gonna have to go.
Pet peeve is when people are talking over others.
Jennifer. Like Jennifer. Like this whole podcast is going to be, you're going to have some problems.
This is going to be my nightmare. Oh, I'm going to have to medicate myself in a gigantic quantity of something after this.
This is going to be like therapy for you in a way, because you're going to have to just suck like, it.
Right.
Up.
Right. Yeah.
All right. This will be fun.
Lisa?
Okay. Well, I have quite a bit. Of pet peeves.
Yeah, we like, only have a short period of time.
She's gonna get hangry.
Whistling used to be my number one. Oh, but yeah. Now my number one is purposeful rudeness. And we'll be talking about that on a future podcast.
Oh my god. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amy, favorite type of music?
Oh my god.
You know, yeah, I don't know how to even answer that, to be completely honest with you. If I'm on the radio, which yes, I still listen to the radio, everyone freaks out when I say that, I'm usually on a hip hop station. That is usually where I'm at. And then I'll like go back and forth between like classic rock or whatever, but that's usually my go-to.
Well, Amy's a dancer, everybody, just so you
yes.
all know. She's
so
a dancer.
That's where I go
in
there.
Her heart, soul, everywhere.
Not with talent, but my
no,
passion is strong.
Talented.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Type of music.
Can I not answer that question?
Sure.
It's a tough one with all of us.
I can't. Yeah, I like everything. Something from everything.
Well, I think we were lucky in the fact that our parents raised us with a variety of music, like every genre of music there is. And so we like a lot, but I think like my go-to is classic rock. Well,
yeah,
what the kids call classic rock nowadays.
Right. Yeah.
No, I think right now classic rock is the 80s and 90s. It's not what you're talking about.
Sad. That is sad.
Oh yeah, because we're getting into 2020.
Oh yeah, that's sad too. Okay, Jennifer, favorite movie?
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to say King Arthur.
Ooh, yes.
That's my go-to right now. I do have to have a disclaimer out there. This does change.
And Charlie Hunnam, if you're listening, you're hot. Amy.
Blues Brothers and Old School.
Oh, good.
God damn, Amy.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Mine are Gone with the Wind and Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Completely opposite end of the spectrum for the anal person of our show.
If you guys had a choice, would you rather read or watch a movie? Amy.
Oh, it depends on what book I have in front of me at the time.
Okay, Jennifer.
I got to say, it used to be read until my eyes got fucked up. And now it's watch a movie. Because
they
I'm
made
so
these
tired
things
by the time I get home from work.
School.
You wish.
I know. I'm so fucking
they made these
right
things
now.
Called glasses, Jen, for us older folks.
I have them.
Oh, I'm a proud.
Yeah,
so
I have
proud.
Them. One day I'm going to wear them.
I think I'd rather read.
I think you would too.
Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, biggest accomplishment to date?
Oof.
Can't have silence in a
I know.
Podcast.
What if you could insert elevator music. What if I haven't had one?
To be announced later.
Yeah, you this guys has all of a sudden become a very questions? Sad podcast.
Do you want to what skip this
I'm
question?
Thinking it's still to come. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer because I can pop. You know,
you're going to answer for me.
My book.
Well, this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I published a book this year.
Woo!
What's the name of it?
It's called See No Evil by Lisa.
What's it about?
It's about an FBI agent, a rookie FBI agent, finding her way in Chicago.
Ooh,
where there's a serial killer, and the serial killer starts to target her. And it is awesome, and it's part of a series. I'm right now writing book three.
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
Okay.
I agree.
I still think it's awesome.
I know, exactly.
She'll kill us if we don't say it. No, I'm just it's very good, people. And is that
we're
Amazon?
Very afraid. We're very afraid.
Amy, biggest rebellious act you did as a teen?
I don't think I did anything crazy. Most
my God.
What? No, drinking. I mean, that was really it. I didn't do any drugs in high school. I think it was mostly just drinking. I don't think I skipped school even. I skipped gym class. But that's it.
Wow. Jennifer.
I guess if it was in high school, it would be, I thought you were talking about grade school because there's stuff there too. But no, I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Not terrible. Anyways, in high school, out where we live, everybody, there is a forest preserve called Bachelor's Grove that has a cemetery on it and a forest. And it's supposedly one of the most haunted places in the world, Amy. So we're taking you there on our next podcast episode so we can show everybody what a chicken you are. No, I'm not. You're not a chicken. You're just a big baby.
I am. 100%.
Anyways, you're not supposed to go there after dark. And in high school, me and a bunch of people went there to drink. And we got caught. We got arrested. And so I had to go to court. But I didn't want to tell my parents, so I played hooky. I went down, like I said, I was going to the bus, but then I walked and used a pay, and my brother was in on it, and he drove us to court because I couldn't even drive yet. And then I had to call into my high school from a payphone for myself, and it was kind of at the end of the year, you know how you get rewards at the end of the year, and there's that
attendance award.
Yes. Well, I didn't get it that year, right? And mom was like, hey, and I don't know why the hell I would never have thought of this with my kids, but mom was like, why did you get that perfect attendance award? And I'm like, I don't know, they must have made a mistake. I'm like, I'll look into that for you.
Those darn newfangled things called computers.
So I guess that would be it.
I did a lot of rebellious things
How
in my
choose?
Teens. I would
really,
say the
Lisa?
Biggest one was I left from a cast party after a school play. We hitchhiked to another town and stayed at this guy's house until the next morning.
Guy.
And then we were driven home and as I pulled up the shadow of my dad in the window.
Yeah. And people, he's
welcomed
scary.
Me.
He's still scary. He's still scary.
So I just want to bring up the fact that I was the youngest and therefore learned so much from watching.
Yeah, and by the time
you
they had, they didn't care.
They also didn't care. Yes. So I had it pretty easy. Plus I was way smarter than all of you combined. And
oh, okay.
Hence,
what happened?
I know.
So,
right?
Amy, what parent do you think you're more like?
She didn't
what?
Tell us her rebellious story.
I said I don't really have anything. I learned from.
I
you
asked
guys.
Her first, Jen.
Yeah, too. I just drank. That's it.
Make something up.
Okay, Jennifer, what parent are you more like?
In my mind, I'm more like Dad, but in some ways, I feel like I resemble physically more Mom.
Okay, Amy.
Dad.
Okay, I used to be more like dad. I think I'm becoming more like mom.
You are.
You're actually becoming more like grandma.
No!
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right
sorry.
Now, you can go I'll fuck just, yourself I'm in your go face.
Stand, I'm going to go stand
stop
in the corner.
Recording right I'm now, gonna, everybody. We'll cut this part
wow.
out.
Okay. Jennifer and I are crying. No longer talking.
Be interesting.
No. Jennifer.
Yes.
For podcast purposes only, I'll ask you this question. Okay. Are you high maintenance?
Are you high? Are you high? No.
Amy.
Not at all.
I am.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
because
God, yes.
I think Lisa thinks she used to be a queen, everybody. And
yes.
You were related to kings in Scotland. Therefore.
I know. But you've always thought that before. You knew
you
that.
Have always had a sense of self.
Yes.
Well,
she should
it's
be sleeping
good.
On a feather bed.
No, that would, the little things stick you.
Right.
But anyway, Amy, favorite part of a partner?
What?
What?
Like a penis, a chest, a back, the
what?
Neck.
Eyes.
Okay, Jennifer. Again, silence.
Jen, podcast.
neck.
Okay, mine is chest.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, favorite accent?
Scottish.
Amy.
That was not a very good Scottish. I'm sorry. Everybody in Scotland is listening.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening, really. So.
God, anything but American, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd rather
go
to countries where I don't understand them.
I'm going to go with Jennifer and say
even though you hate me right now?
Yes.
All right.
And that was my last question.
Oh, no.
Yay. The interview portion of the podcast has completed.
Please grab a refreshment and then join us for the next part.
So the topic today is when did we become our parents?
It sure is.
I looked up some information and I learned that most of us get these traits unconsciously because we get them as infants and toddlers because we start to act and behave in a world that are programmed by our caregivers. And that psychologists believe it is impossible to completely avoid becoming like our parents.
Ooh.
And that the best we can do is identify maybe negative traits we resent and
right.
go work on those and become more aware of our own behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest reason folks worry about becoming their parents are actually legitimate. They're addiction, for example, or abuse. But genetics and role modeling seem to have a very strong determination in how you turn out.
Oh, yeah. Because I read something that is like in Psychology Today that said something about how genetics are so much a part of that where you feel like you're becoming your parents, that adopted children are going to have more of the traits, even personality traits of their birth or of their actual birth parents than the parents that have been raising them.
Wow.
I know. Because I was curious when we said we were going to do this subject. I was like, I wonder if you're adopted, if that's still, but no, genetics is a huge part.
Well, actually, genetics I was reading today play a big part because I was looking up stuff
everything.
About sounding yeah. similar in a family where like the three of us think we sound similar. When your vocal cords are formed, because it's all genetic, that there, of course, is going to be that similar sound, but it's also mimicking how your parents sounded when you were growing up.
Oh,
right. Right. So if I'm just curious, like what is the biggest thing you each see yourselves doing or see in yourselves that remind you of your like mom and dad's?
I think for me is when I was younger, I swore I would never be like them. And when I had children, the first words out of my mouth were, "Do you understand?" Which I swore I would never say because they used to say it all the time.
Okay.
But I realized raising children that because our parents were very strict, that I parented like they did.
Right.
And in a way, I'm grateful for that.
Okay, Amy?
I don't know. Go to you. Because I'm not a parent, so I don't have any kind of parallels to draw in
that
sense.
Yeah, but you still act like them.
And she has a point, because I did read that it comes out a lot when you're raising your own kids.
Yeah,
so that's really
interesting. Mimicking them in a sense.
So I wonder if you're not going to turn into our parents as much as we are, because you were smart enough not to have kids. No, I love my
kids. Well, it's just me playing a different role, right? So I'm not playing the same role that you guys played, which they played. So I don't have same sense of responsibility. And so therefore, I'm probably not going to have the same behaviors that you guys see, because I'm not in those same situations.
Jen, if I can ask, are you that way, how our parents are with your children? Like,
I don't feel like I've raised my kids the same way at all as Mama Terry does. I don't even feel like I'm turning into them when it comes to parenting. Like, my times where I feel like it is every so often I will catch a glimpse of myself, and I have that look that mom gets when she's disapproving.
The pursed lips.
The pursed lips.
Yeah, we all do that.
And I feel like that's my resting face now, is mom's disapproving face. You know how they have a resting, your resting
bitch face. Yeah.
Right. Mine is resting, disapproving mom face. That's what I have inherited. I don't feel like, as far as my parenting, I came even close. I am a completely different parent than mom and dad. Completely different. As far as that is, but I do, and I also have noticed, and I don't know if this is mom and dad or just an old person thing, but I'm at that, like, that stage where it's like that older person who's always like creepily saying like endearments. I feel like I'm always going like, "Hey buddy," or you know what I mean? Or "Thank you, honey," or "sweetie." You know what I'm saying?
Oh, weird. I do that all the time.
Oh, see, then you do. But Amy, you'll get there.
I've been doing it for a while, even in my 30s, because when I worked in a school, I couldn't remember every student's name.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I just started going. That's a reason.
Thanks, hon. And now it's automatic.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can even do that in schools.
Well,
nowadays,
now you can. Do it.
Yeah, you probably can't. Don't do that. People. No. If you don't know their name,
it was when I was when I was in a school back then, it was different in schools about everything. So.
And that wasn't even that long ago. In my head, but I mean,
About 20 years ago, Jen.
In my head,
I know. That should be another podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Like how old we really believe we are, and then we look in the mirror and freak out.
Yeah.
Or you get the high school email saying it's been 30 years since you graduated from high school.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
So, do you think that mom and dad being strict affected how you look at things or how you treated people around you or interact daily now?
Amy?
The only thing I can think of is we were raised in such a quiet household. Like, it was very quiet. It was very like everything was under control. Plus, I was the youngest. So you guys were all a lot older and out of the house mostly. So
causing trouble.
Yeah. So even when my friends came over, they would sit there and say, "God, it's like a museum here. It's like a library here." And so I feel like maybe that's why I didn't want kids, is because that would be like too much noise and chaos. But I feel like when I'm around normal people who didn't grow up in an environment like that, and they're louder or you know, running around or anything, that to me kind of seems strange. But that's, I guess that's the only thing I can think of off the top of my head.
I think you are onto something there, because I know, and this is just recently having, you know, living with people different than our families, and their, you know, their family was a little bit louder and more talkative.
Right.
And yeah. And so I have realized that how used to I was. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know what, Lise, you know, going back to your previous question, I guess that is something I've done, is I think I had my house really quiet for my kids growing up. You know what I mean? Like, it was a very quiet, calm, and you know what I mean, place. And I think that's how our home was. So I guess I didn't hear it then. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I think I changed it up. I always had music playing.
Oh, okay.
For the kids. And I mean, yeah, like I always wanted noise in the background. I didn't want the silence. But I've noticed at my age now, I still don't like silence in my house, but I like having something in the background. But I do notice at my age now, I have an issue with younger adults who think they're my equal because they're adults as well. So like a 21-year-old who thinks like they can talk to me like they're my age. And I'm thinking, no.
Well, how do you, what do you think? What would you like them to talk to you like?
When
Lisa,
you are right? 50 years old, you can come back and talk to me.
Right. Like, Dad, I think, gave me this thing in my head where, yeah, we're not equal. Do you know what I mean? Like, when we were younger, we'd have those fucking family meetings, and we'd start to talk, and then basically we're told, well, you're not equal, so.
And I start crying.
Yeah. And mom would laugh and get us in trouble. I find myself doing that. Like I had a hard time at this latest job where a 22-year-old would talk to me and like call me Lisa. And I'm thinking, excuse me? Like,
okay, but Lisa, there's a difference between a parent and a child and the equality.
I know.
And
I'm just saying how, I know. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying. That's one issue I have, and I know that I got that from Dad.
Interesting.
Well, and I just want to say something, too. I think a lot of times that the problem right now with our generation, and then the generation you're talking about, like in their 20s and 30s, I guess they're called millennials?
Well, the 30s are millennials.
Okay. Yeah, we might be on, what is it, Y? Or no, Z? Are we on Z? I think.
What? I don't know. I say Y for a lot of the young people.
What do you mean by Z? I
don't know. The latest generation is Z. So we're X.
We had Generation X.
Oh. And then Y was the millennials and that, right. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to.
What I'm saying is at 21, you look at a 21-year-old now and then a 21 when we were 21 and they're kind of helpless right now. Like, and it's got to be the way we all raised them. And maybe it's because we were raised in a different way and we wanted better for our kids, or we wanted to make life easier for kids, or whatever the hell we wanted to do. But at 21, what we were able to do, I'm not sure a lot of 21-year-old, not for the majority, not all of them, but right now growing up in like, you know, suburbia and all that could have handled that. Like they're saying right now that this generation is like an epidemic of anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
They're just flailing about or something. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Well, that's a whole nother topic. Is
okay. Well, that's another podcast.
Overload. Information overload that they have. All the pressure that they're under. I can't even imagine. So.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, I did read something that I wanted to bring up because I wanted to get your guys' opinion about this. It mentioned like you can change your habits so that they're not those of your parents, like you were saying, Lisa, especially if they're negative in any way. But then it says, is one of the ways you can change that is by using the interactions you have with other people in your life, like a spouse or a teacher or a mentor, therapist or whatever that you admire or like, or feel that you want to live like them. I don't like that. Like, I feel like that's just, you're just kind of like,
going from one person to another.
Going from imitating somebody else to somebody, you know what I mean? Like trying to like mimic their behavior and their reactions and their personalities.
I mean, they could be a good role model for you. Like, oh, I wish that I could react to this certain situation rather than me getting angry and shouting or something. You could look at someone else and say, oh, that's so great that they kept their shit together during this situation. And I'd like to be more like them in that situation. I could see drawing upon that the next time you're in that situation. But yeah, you're right. You don't want to mimic them. You don't want to sit there and be like, I want to be exactly like that other person, because that's creepy and weird.
No, but it's almost like, okay, if I can't act like my parents, I have to act like somebody.
Right,
yeah. Like you need to find yourself.
Right, exactly. You need to find your own individual you, and it takes years.
Working on it every day.
You are never going to find you in your 20s. I'm telling anyone out there
God,
who's
no.
young, no. Like, I'm just getting there now, and I'm in my 50s, and it's like I can see the light a little at the end of the tunnel. I'm hoping it's not death there, but you know, I see something.
Yeah, life is really hard. But they do say that the majority of people feel like they start turning into their parents in their 30s, early 30s.
Oh.
Both men and women.
Is that when most people are starting to have kids, though?
Yes.
I also think.
Excellent point.
Thank you.
You're settling down, and
that's me clapping.
If you're not having kids, you're at least more established.
Right.
So it's sort of like those insurance commercials where it's like, oh, I'm turning into my father.
Right. Yeah.
There's the other theory, commercials are you watching?
There's the other theory that people just mimic people. Like that people will actually mimic robots too.
What?
Yeah. There's another theory out there. I swear to God that it's not
robots?
Just. Yeah. Robots. I always say call them robots. I can never say that.
Don't ever do that again.
I'm sorry. Robots, you know, people mimic robots. Robots, that they will mimic robots. Like
those people
look like animals or humans, they will mimic them as well. Anything that they admire.
That's an issue that I think needs a therapist.
Is there anybody out there that knows what I'm talking about? Please.
I feel like that wasn't a correct source. Do you know?
Oh, it was the Guardian. It was the Guardian.
I don't know what that is.
It's a source.
Well, okay. Bill told me.
It has stuff on it, like words and things.
Oh, good. As long as you're reading words now, Jen, I'm proud.
All right, here. No, let me tell you. I will kind of do like a paraphrasing here. No paraphrasing.
Do you feel that when you were younger, you fought becoming mom or dad, and now you've sort of just given in? Or do you feel like it just shows its ugly head every so often and you're like, fuck?
I think it's like that. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it is for most people. And I know you're not going to believe this because now you know my sources. No, this is a different source. But I read something that it's also like, even if you're trying to not be like them, it's in moments where you are kind of like either tired or exhausted. And like you said, Amy, it's in moments where I'm like, you know, your kids are driving you fucking crazy. And that's when you hear those words come out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's just like things that are just in your head from being conditioned and raised that way. And they just come out because you're tired.
You know, raising, without giving much away, raising kids alone, tend to, I feel, be more like your parents in the sense that you don't have the time to stop. And like, I was raising a child, working full time, going to school twice a week, you know, so I was very much at a young age already talking like them.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
But you also don't have any other outside influence. So if you're in a couple, you have the other partner to sit there and say, well, this is how I would deal with this situation. You have like this partner in crime who can, you guys can bounce ideas off of each other as to how to deal with the situation. Whereas you didn't have that. You had to go with just your gut, and your gut is going to tell you however you were raised, because you're too busy to sit there and sit down and talk about, you know, like think about it. You're just going to react, and you don't have that other person to sit there and learn from them. Oh, well, but my parents did it this way, and this is how I turned out, or this is what I felt afterwards, or anything like that. So I could see that happening.
Right.
And
you like don't have all over the points tonight.
And you don't have to.
You are very smart. I never knew.
I know.
And you don't have to compromise, I guess, as a single parent on raising your children. Like, it's not like, well, in our family, we do it you know, so
right.
I completely agree. It's sort of like, well, we're doing this my way, so deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And then even after, like, you know, being remarried and then you had that parent, I think you still kept that mentality.
Well, that parent wasn't active.
True.
Right.
In the raising of the child. So
so you're still a single parent.
Yeah. So you're still basically, okay, you're right.
Yeah. So basically,
nothing changed.
Not at all.
Shall we wrap this up?
Yeah,
sure.
I was going to say, I think we did an excellent job.
Well, and thank you, if anybody's listening besides us, to our very first podcast.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay! And I'm going to give out some contact information for anyone who wants to follow. Our Gmail account is mommernevertoldus@gmail.com. And if you have any questions or topics you want us to discuss, please contact us there. Our Twitter account is twitter.com/mommanevertoldyou1. I know. And Instagram is instagram.com/mama_never_told_.
Oh my God.
And our website is mommanevertoldus.buzzsprout.com.
So good luck if you want to get a hold of us.
And we've got more. We got a lot of subjects coming up in our for our podcast that I think everybody can relate to. But like Lisa mentioned, you guys have any ideas? Lay it on us.
Suggestions, funny stories from your own past. We'd love to hear that we're not
alone.
We'll
be posting. Oh yeah, we would love that.
Yes, we'll be posting in advance what our topics are. So if you want to share your stories that we can share online or on during the podcast, that'd be great.
And we will go off topic if we need to. Lisa, just close your ears if that drives you crazy. But we, I mean, if somebody sends us something kind of cool to talk about.
Oh yeah, yes,
absolutely.
All right.
Good night,
Amy's
everybody.
Getting hungry.
Bye. Oh, God. Go. Bye.
Bye.